Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest right now is Stanley Goldenberg, who writes on the subject of Christian movies. One of the outlets for his writing on Christian movies is Good News in South Florida. Stanley, welcome to the program.
Glad to be here, Jerry.
Now, I understand full-time you are actually a hurricane scientist. That's what you do full-time, but your avocation, your hobby, you're involved in watching these Christian movies and getting the word out there about what God is doing in the big screen and the little screen.
Correct. My day job is, by day, I'm a hurricane research meteorologist, and when I can squeeze it in, I like to do what I can to help these various Christian films touch more lives. That's really the focus, is seeing these films touch more lives.
And there seems to be a lot more of them now than there were, say, 10 years ago, these Christian movies.
Oh, my goodness, Jerry. I mean, when I really got involved with this back in 2006, I mean, I've been watching Christian films since I came to be a believer back in 1971, you know, the Billy Graham films and different stuff that came out, the Jesus film. But since I got started with Facing the Giants in 2006, it's gone from maybe a few films a year that we've seen to now anywhere from 15 to 20. We have 9 Christian films in the theaters that I know about between now and May.
Okay, wow. Well, Stanley, why don't you give us an overview of some of the movies coming out just this year alone?
Well, this year, just between now and May, we've got, that I know of, I forgot, like 7 or 8 different films. We have The Shack, that's in theaters right now. You have Slamma Jamma, which is about a former basketball star who was wrongfully accused and sent to prison. You have Facing Darkness. Now, some of these, like Facing Darkness, are one-night events. So that'll be the 30th of March, just for one night in select theaters. Then you have The Case for Christ, which is probably the main movie coming out of this time, based on the story of Lee Strobel, the author of that famous book. But it's his story. It's his personal story of how he came to know the Lord.
You have dramatically retold.
Absolutely. A dramatic retelling of that story. And I've screened almost all of these films. Shonda Pierce, the Christian comedian, she's going to have a one-night movie event back in April. You have Jonah on Stage, awesome musical extravaganza, bringing to life the story of Jonah. That'll be a one-night event. And then in you also have The Resurrection of Gavin Stone, which is going to be in a few select markets. It was actually in the theater back in January, but some of the localities are going to have a one-night showing. We're going to have one in Miami on the 4th of April. And then you have Champion, which is a story of forgiveness and redemption set in the world of dirt track racing. And that's with Robert Amaya, which a lot of people know from Courageous. He was Javier, and he was also in Mom's Night Out. Andrew Chaney, who was Beyond the Mask. I've seen that. What a powerful story of forgiveness. And then we have more, you know, the big Christian movie season is really between January and around May, and then it starts up again in August and runs through about November, because they don't bring a lot of them out during the big Hollywood blockbuster season in the summer.
Now, some of these Christian movies have actually done better than some of the secular movies. That's especially true, I think, lately with the Kendrick brothers, if I'm not mistaken. War Room, for example, did better than some of the blockbuster Hollywood movies.
Well, War Room, the opening weekend, it was number 2. This was back in August. And then
of 2015.
Correct. And then the second week, it sipped up to number 1. And what people have to understand, when these Christian films do well, it gets the attention of the secular community. Now, even though they don't rate it well, people have to be careful. People tell me, hey, boy, this had a really low rating on Rotten Tomatoes. It's like, well, because those secular reviewers don't like these type of films. Doesn't matter how well they're made, and we have to understand that. But when War Room zipped to number 1, Entertainment Tonight did a whole series on it. So many, many people out there got exposed to the movie and went to see it and had their lives touched. Now, let me mention right now, Jerry, that one way for people to keep track of these different films, there's different sources they can go to, but I've set up my own Facebook page. So it's a Christian movie Facebook page, and it's simply facebook.com/lightindarkplace, because these movies are a light in a dark place. So it's facebook.com/lightindarkplace. And people can go there and like it. They can invite their friends to like it. And I try and keep on top of what movies are coming out. And sometimes people let me know. I mean, it's hard to find out about some of these films. It takes a little detective work because they're not spending multiple millions promoting most of them. So sometimes someone will email me, have you heard about some such film coming? I said, no, I haven't. Thank you. So then I get on top of it and start spreading the word.
Wow, good. All right, now you mentioned The Shack, and you and I have discussed that privately before, and we can agree to disagree. But you hone in on its redemptive message. I'll certainly give you this. It's well done as far as a movie is concerned. So, you know, here it's dealing with Christian values, and personally I think the theology is a mess, but it's well done in its messiness.
Well, like I said, we agree to disagree. I would say some of its theology is a mess. There's actually a lot of things in it that are very, very right on theologically. He just makes a few missteps, and those few missteps can be noticeable. But the reason I support a film like that is I see the core message of really how God helps us through times of tragedy and heartache in our lives, and where is God, and if God loves us and God is all-powerful, why does he allow these things to happen? And that's a very good core message, a very biblical core message, and I see it really touch people's lives, and that's my heart and passion with all of these films, is for lives to be touched and redeemed. And, you know, we can eat the meat and spit out the bones just like we have to do with some of the sermons we hear from time to time.
Hmm. All right. Now, how many of these movies that you mentioned a few minutes ago are of that one-night-only characteristic? I think you said Light in a Dark Place. No, that's your subtitle.
That's right. Yeah. That's my Facebook page. The ones I listed that are one night only. Now, sometimes these one night only events, if they do extremely well, like for instance, is Genesis History, which
right.
came out previously, it did so well opening night that in fact they had so much pre-sale that they announced some encore events the night of the showing, so they actually showed it two more times.
Mm-hmm.
But you can only count on one night. Facing Darkness is going to be one night only, the 30th of March. And then you have Chanda Pierce is going to be one night only, the 25th of April. What I mentioned, our special showing of Resurrection of Gavin Stone, which is such a delightful film for the whole family. It's made by Dr. James McDonald's church. And top quality, full of message, but we're going to have a one-night showing in Miami on the 4th of April, and then the Jonah movie is a one-night showing. But that's where it helps to go to the Facebook page, because I'll keep posting the information about these things on that page.
Good. Well, is there anything you'd say about later in the year, Stanley, in terms of other films coming?
Oh, yeah. Starting in August through November, there's a number of additional Christian films. There's movies like All Saints. There's Because of Gracia, Same Kind of Different as Me, The Star, which is a big animated film about a small but brave donkey and his animal friends who become unsung heroes of the first Christmas. But that's supposed to be saying real good. There's something called Mully, God Bless the Broken Road. I'm going to rattle them off. Let There Be Light, which was actually with Kevin Sorbo, produced by Sean Hannity. Interview with God, Salted Christmas. But what happens a lot of times, the release dates keep changing sometimes, just like big Hollywood films, they get shifted to the next year. So that's why we do updates in the Good News Florida, which is just goodnewsfl.org, by the way. In fact, I'll have an article in the April issue of Good News to talk about an updated list of the movies for the rest of this year.
Okay, very good. All right, so what is it that we can do to try and support these films? So, for example, The Case for Christ is coming up very soon, around Easter time. And I know Lee Strobel personally only in the sense that I've interviewed him a few times, and he's a tremendous guy. And what a beautiful thing to have his testimony on the big screen. So what can we do to get the word out so millions and millions of more people can see this potentially than otherwise would go to it?
Well, let me first mention, as far as Case for Christ, I've screened the movie, and what a tremendous story, because it's a very real story.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a concocted kind of thing. These were two very real people, atheist, the wife gets saved,
yeah.
And Lee Strobel, award-winning journalist, tries to disprove it. But As far as what we can do for these movies, number one, by the way, is to pray. These are spiritual things, just like any good ministry has prayer behind the scenes. And we need to pray for these movies, pray they touch lives. But the second thing is to spread the word. I'm telling you, most people do not know about these films in our church, around us, in the streets. Many people who would go if they knew need to know about them. So I make up my own flyers. I hand them out to people. I talk to people right and left when some of these films are out there. You know, post them on Facebook, email, text. Ask your church to put them in the bulletin. Ask the church to get involved. People can go to their pastor and say, hey, can we show a trailer for Case for Christ or movies like this? Because the next step is to organize groups to go. And when's the most important time to try and support these films as far as going to the theater, Jerry?
The opening night?
Opening
or the weekend.
Opening weekend.
Okay.
The reason is if a film does not do well opening weekend, people don't understand this. A theater doesn't care how good a movie is. It has to bring in money to stay at that theater. And if a film does poorly opening weekend, it might not even be there the next week. But if it has a good crowd on opening weekend, it'll continue for subsequent weeks, and the word of mouth will spread as well. Plus, if a movie does well enough to make the top 10, it gets millions of dollars in free publicity in virtually every newspaper in the country. Many TV stations will list the top 10 movies. And it's so easy to organize groups. I mean, just say, hey, let's all go see this movie. Invite people, because these are outreach opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Many people will go to a movie where they wouldn't go to a church service. They don't know you're inviting them to a church service at a movie theater. And some of these have very solid gospel messages, like Case for Christ. That's a real prime example. So it's a triorgan group. It's easy to get discount tickets. People are welcome to contact me via the Facebook page. They can even email me, fireproof@bellsouth.net. Very easy, fireproof@bellsouth.net. But the other little known secret is to buy tickets as early as possible. For instance, for all the one-night showings I mentioned, things like Facing Darkness and Chanda Pierce, Joan on Stage, you can buy tickets now. Buy tickets ahead of time. And what happens is the more people that buy tickets ahead of time, the theater sometimes move it to a larger auditorium. Maybe additional theaters grab it. That's what happened with the Kendrick Brothers movies like War Room, is advanced ticket sales were very, very strong. And so it just spread and spread and spread. It had a tremendous opening weekend. But probably main one and two is spread the word and bring people on opening weekend.
Hmm. Okay, so there's a way in which we can really make a difference. Anything else you want to say about this? It's amazing. It's almost like an opportunity for ministry that's so easy. You've made a point in a previous conversation that there are some people whom you could invite to church who would never come, but inviting them to a movie is a different thing.
Absolutely, and listen, believers get blessed and edified by these films, even if it wasn't an outreach. But there's so many unsaved people, Jerry, that walk into these movies, and God just draws them in, and they get their lives touched. So, yeah, we can invite people to go to these things. But let me emphasize, it's almost like these movies are a gift, like you said, an opportunity. God is speaking to filmmakers, and he's laying these things in their heart and inspiring them, and they're praying and doing these projects and then giving them over to us to use, not as a passive thing, but for us to get involved. And you know what's so exciting is there's a very tremendous blessing when the body of Christ operates together in unity. And supporting these Christian films in the theaters is a way for churches to work together to reach our community. We would have to organize. We would have to talk to each other. It's just if each church does a little bit and spreads the word, invites people, gets people to these films, the films do well enough, it starts to reach and touch the community. So there's so much there, and people can, leaders can get to go to advanced screenings of some of these films. And any pastor or ministry leader is welcome to contact me about that. And that way they know ahead of time what kind of film and how involved they want to get. But these are wonderful opportunities. We're going to see lots more films in the years to come. They're getting more and more better quality, but still with solid messages to touch the body of Christ and to draw the non-believer to the Lord.
Excellent. And on that, we'll close. Stanley Goldenberg, again, the contact information here is facebook.com/lightindarkplace. And there was also an email address you gave about Fireproof.
Fireproof at bellsouth.net.
Does that have anything to do with the movie by the Kendricks?
Absolutely. I started getting so involved when the movie Fireproof came out, I said, I need a separate email, and that was available. So I got Fireproof at bellsouth.net and been using it ever since.
All right, Stanley, keep up the great work. God bless you, sir.
God bless you. Great to talk to you.
All right, you too. Thanks. Bye-bye.